On. It's been 3 years since Woolworths announced it would be phasing out plastic bags from its stores in a bid to go plastic free. And as part of that plan, it completely did away with plastic bags in certain stores and instead introduced the option for customers to purchase a reusable, recyclable shopping bag for £7. But while the bags were a good idea to stop the plastic problem, there's been suggestions that they've created another problem, the Woolies bag problem. And in fact, last month, the Good Things guys, Brent Lindeke, suggested that the retailer buy back those bags, or maybe that we should be able to donate them back to the store. Well, it seems that Woolies were already on it after running a successful reusable shopping bag collection trial at the Palmyra store since May. It's now introduced collection points at Hout Bay and Constantia stores with plans for a broader rollout. And to tell us more is Feroz Kur, who's the group head of sustainability at Woolworths. Feroz, a very good morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Morning, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
So listen, we've been speaking all morning about your reusable bags, and I think that the general consensus is great idea, but now we've sort of, there's been a bit of a problem created by the Woolies bags in that most of us have them stuffed in our boots and under our sinks and whatever, and what can we do and how can we make sure that we're not now creating another problem? Somebody else suggesting a brilliant idea of using them as potting bags, and she's been growing potatoes in your Woolies bags, so there you go. That's an idea, but you've been running this this collection trial since May. Tell us a bit more about that.
Okay, so we started the trial in May at Palmyra, and the idea behind that was, as you say, people. So we're going through a change. It's a change of what we're trying to encourage is people to change their approach to shopping and bags, and you know, no longer buying bags every time they go shopping. But obviously, it's a period of transition, and so people have been, you know, buying more bags than they probably need. And so we started the trial to say, okay, bring your bags back if you don't need them. And we started working with a partner to see how these bags can be reused or transformed into something else. And the partner we're working with has managed to turn the bags into shipping pallets. So the process that we go through is we collect them in store, customers bring them in and drop it off with the teller in store. We collect them in stores, send them back to our distribution centers via our reverse logistics, consolidate bags there, and then send them off to our partner, who then collects enough to put into their process, into turning them into shipping pallets. And the whole idea is that if we can collect sufficient bags and this process works, is then for us to then acquire the shipping pallets and use them in our system when we deliver products to stores. So we almost close the loop of taking the bag in and turning it into something else. So that's the plan behind it.
Taking it back to the beginning and the process of implementing these reusable bags in the first place, you started out with a handful of stores. And how many stores now are the reusable bags available in?
Okay, so as you said, we started with a handful. So we made a commitment way back in 2018 around a number of things in the packaging space. And one of them was that we wanted to phase out the old style shopping bag.
Yeah.
We started with one store at Steenberg, same way like the Take Back Trial, which was a trial store which we ran for a few months from November 2018. We learned a lot in that store, expanded to 5 stores within Western Cape, then 20 stores in different parts of the country to test different customer reactions. And ultimately, it proved successful, and we're now in over 240 stores nationally. And we expect to have all our stores with these bags by middle of next year.
And the good news now is that you've introduced for collection points that you started at Palmyra, as you said, you've now introduced collections at Hout Bay and Constantia stores. Now, is this Constantia Village or Constantia Emporium, or both?
It's Constantia Village.
Constantia Village.
And similar to the rollout, we started one or two stores. We take a lot of learnings from the customer usage, the in-store experience, how the tellers experience it, the back end, how the reverse logistics works. We're learning through the process continuously, and therefore we went from one store to 3 stores now. The next phase would be to roll out a few trial stores in KZN and in Gauteng, take learnings from there, from the reverse logistics process there, and then the idea would be very similar to how we roll out the bags nationally to roll out Take Back nationally as well.
Yeah. Somebody had messaged in earlier to ask, does any of the £7 for the black bags go towards recycling? That was Dawn who messaged in.
So the bag itself we sell at a cost recovery point, meaning we don't make money on the bag. We lose money on the bag. We don't make money. There's no profit being generated through the bag. Made by a local Black Economic Empowerment supplier based in Cape Town, who employs over 120 people. So that's a success story in its own, the supply of the bags. And so the recycling, we fund the take back and that process ourselves. And that's why the learning is to understand how best to do it, who to partner with, what's the best in-store experience. Should customers throw it in the bin? Should they give it to the teller? You know, a whole lot of things, just so we can understand what's the best way to roll this out. And so we fund the recycling of it.
Okay. And then somebody else saying, what frustrates me is how much of the Woolies plastic packaging isn't recyclable. Far too much of their produce packaging reads, this is not currently recycled. She says, I don't actually mind that the plastic bags are gone, but this practice is hypocritical when their packaging isn't recyclable. My understanding is, Farooz, that by the end of 2022, or maybe you'll tell me if that's correct, you want to have completely eradicated non-recyclable plastic packaging, which includes things like straws and earbuds and whatever. How would you respond? Somebody else saying, SJ, please ask your guest why so many of their products are still packaged in non-recyclable packaging. Thanks for your WhatsApp on that. Farooz?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And yes, our commitment and our intention is to move away from non-recyclable packaging. I think the important point to note here is when we talk about the recyclability, or our labeling talks about the recyclability of packaging, we're talking about what the situation is on the ground in South Africa at the moment. So technically, all the packaging is recyclable. It's just, is there enough infrastructure? Are there enough recyclers and collection points and so on? So it's a reflection of the broader ecosystem in the South African market. And so part of what we're doing, us together with a number of other role players, retailers, other brand owners and so on, have gotten together to agree on a standard set, firstly, of unpacked labeling. So our labeling, what we call unpacked recycling labeling, is very clear. It tells you what to do with the packaging. Is it recyclable or not? So firstly, that has been adopted by all the major retailers in South Africa. So going forward, there'll be some consistency in messaging to customers so that there's no confusion as to one type of packaging, somebody thinking in retailer A, it's recyclable, and in retailer B, it's not recyclable.
Yeah.
Because there has been a bit of a misunderstanding there. So the first thing, there's been an agreement that everybody adopts the same packaging. This agreement happened late last year, voluntary agreement to say the reason we're doing it is to be clear to the public what can be done with packaging, number one. Number two, we're all part of something known as the South African Plastics Pact, which is a voluntary organization or initiative of retailers, recyclers, national and provincial government, packaging manufacturers, brand owners, multiple parties that are involved to say, okay, how do we work together to improve the situations? How do we improve recycling rates? How do we improve collection rates? And so the idea is that we ultimately want to get to a point where, yes, absolutely, our packaging is all recyclable, but it's part of transforming the broader ecosystem. We can't do it on our own, and therefore we're working in a collaborative manner with the broader industry in South Africa in order to achieve that ultimate aim.
Fantastic. Farooz Kaur is the head of sustainability at Woolworths. Thanks very much for your time this morning for us. And that's good news for those of you who have thought, what am I going to do with all these bags? If you happen to live in the Hout Bay or Constantia area, then you can take your bags to those stores. And it's Constantia Village as opposed to Constantia Emporium. Take your black bags there and they will be reused, melted down or whatever it is that they do, and create black pallets. So there we go. Good news.